Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Our skies are clearing. Our temperatures feel mild now, but I'll show you why it may not feel so warm later this afternoon.
There's growing concern about a new coronavirus variant, where it's spreading, and how worried we should be.
And we're here right now at the Crabtree Mall, where shoppers are shopping for Black Friday. But coming up, I'm going to tell you the differences we're seeing this year compared to years past.
Lots of shopping to be done today on this Black Friday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It's killing you not to be out there, isn't it?
Oh, it's killing. I'm actually shaking. I'm holding onto the desk so I don't shake because I wish I was out there shopping with everybody else right now.
If you were out there at 5 a.m. or so, Elizabeth Garden and the WRAL Severe Weather Center, folks were shaking for a little different reason. Blocking the rain and it was cold still.
It was. When we all came into work this morning, it was coming down. I had to grab the umbrella and the raincoat and I usually come in my little rain boots, but that is long gone. However, it looks fine. I mean, 44 degrees for 8 o'clock in the morning is not so bad. Our wind's still coming out of the southwest, but our wind's going to shift to northwesterly, and that's going to start to drag in some colder air from the north, and the wind's going to pick up a little bit, too. So right now, mid-40s in the Triangle area and up toward the Virginia line. It's 50 in Fayetteville and Clinton right now. Temperature change huge compared to yesterday. We're anywhere from 10 to 15, almost 20 degrees warmer. So that's good, right? But the wind will start to pick up, and with that colder air coming in, the temperatures are going to be held a lot cooler this afternoon than what we saw yesterday. So wind's starting to pick up out there, especially once we get to closer to lunchtime. We'll see 10 to 15 mile per hour winds out of the northwest with some gusts up to 20 miles per hour. That means high fire danger. We're going to talk a little bit more about that coming up in just a bit, but there's a look at the highs during the afternoon. Again, about 10 degrees cooler than what we saw yesterday, but it will be sunny the rest of the day.
We're watching traffic from the WRAL Live Center this morning after Thanksgiving, and there's very little to talk about. It's nice and quiet out on the roads. A very quiet live look at the Durham Freeway out at Briggs Avenue, and you can see the sun is out, traffic very light. We are still dealing with some damp roads out there from the rain overnight, so you do need to slow down and take it easy, but those roads will dry out nicely as we head through the morning. Quiet around the Triangle, two minor crashes I'm tracking in Wake County. They're not causing any problems. I-40 is wide open in both directions all the way through Wake, Durham, and Orange County. 85 also looking good through the north side of Durham. And if you're heading to the airport right now, no trouble on I-40, 540, or Glenwood Avenue. Back to you.
All right, thanks, Brian. Well, right now, Black Friday shoppers are lining up at stores to be the first to take advantage of this year's deals. When we last checked in with WRAL's Nia Harden at 7 o'clock this morning, she was at Best Buy in Raleigh. But now you're at Crabtree Valley Mall. Nia, what's it looking like in there? Looks busy.
Yeah, Crabtree here is busy. I'm going to step out of the way so you can see what's happening here at Pandora. One of the things that we're noticing here is that we're not seeing too many people in the mall as a whole, but we are seeing shoppers that are here waiting in line patiently to be able to come in. Now, why would there be a line if we're not seeing that many people? Well, here's the thing. You have a smaller store, and then the manager telling me also that they have to manage the staffing shortages that they have, making sure that the staff can handle this amount of people that they're getting in. So these are the differences that we're seeing. On top of that, we know that there is a supply chain shortage. And so I spoke to one gentleman. He got a PS5 from a store here in the mall. He tells me that he waited at started at 1 o'clock in the morning is when he's waited. So he was waiting for a long time for the store to open up and for him to be able to get that PS5. Take a listen to what some people had to say about what type of purchases they were going to be making today.
I'm looking for a few more gifts, but I can't say what it is in case that person is watching. It's going to be a gift, so just some clothes probably for myself as well. So, yeah.
What type of gift is it? She would not tell us, but again, a lot of people for the clothes, for the PS5s, for the different electronics like the Apple watches and things like that. There's a lot of things on sale. Pandora here doing 30%. But again, guys, I can tell you that I have never seen just a very empty type of feeling when it comes to Black Friday shopping. So it's definitely different. Nia Harden, WRAL News, Raleigh.
All right, thanks, Naya. And WREL's Smart Shopper has compiled all the best deals in one place. Search Black Friday on WREL.com or in your app for coupon codes and the best deals.
Breaking news we were following while you were sleeping. A new COVID variant could lead the European Union to halt flights from southern Africa. Just before 4 a.m., the Israeli Health Ministry says one case has already been reported there. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is just hours away from meeting to discuss new concerning variant there. And here's what we know about it so far. It has more than 30 mutations and it is spreading in South Africa. WHO is holding a special meeting to consider what the new variant might mean for vaccines and treatments. Also new overnight, the European Union could stop flights from South Africa to stop the spread of that variant. The United Kingdom has already announced new temporary restrictions on travel from South Africa and five African countries.
The early indications we have of this variant is that it may be more transmissible than the Delta variant, and the vaccines that we currently have may be less effective against it.
Well, the variant has turned up in Botswana and Hong Kong in travelers who came from South Africa.
A reminder, Wake County's free drive-through testing locations are closed again today as part of the Thanksgiving holiday period. They will reopen tomorrow. Another reminder for you, starting on Wednesday, that's December 1st, Wake County will require appointments at its drive-through testing locations. Testing is still free.
And breaking news overnight, a Los Angeles business went up in flames for the second time in 2 days. This video is just amazing. More than 150 firefighters were called to that scene. They fought the flames from the ground and from the air. The 80,000 square foot building was connected to four different buildings. So first responders were focused on keeping the fire from spreading. There was also a fire at that building on Tuesday.
This morning, five U.S. lawmakers are in Taiwan in a surprise one-day visit. Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina posted this picture on Twitter after landing. The representatives are meeting with senior leaders on the island. The visit comes as tensions between Taiwan and China have risen to their highest level in decades. And an update now, supply chain issues linger for the U.S. There are still dozens of cargo ships and tens of thousands of containers that are sitting off the California coast. Shipping costs from Asia are down. That's partly contributing to this logjam. And new rules require ships to wait 150 miles offshore until a berth opens up. That's to prevent more pollution from spewing into the LA basin.
We have a massive backlog of ships, and those ships are emitting pollution into this region, which is already home to some of the worst air quality in the United States.
Port officials say the threat of fines reduced the container backlog about 33%. However, labor is still tight. West Coast dock workers just rejected a contract extension. If they stop working, gridlock will return. That means more price spikes and shortages.
We're inside 10 hours now until we kick off our second annual WRL Nights of Lights. This year's drive-through light display features more lights and more nights. During the 1.3-mile drive, you will see illuminated trees like these and Santa's elves, local art installations, much more. Also new this year, each time slot will have fewer cars than last year, reducing wait times. Arrive close to your time, not too early, and that'll help keep traffic flowing. The second bike night is December 13th, and tickets are $10 per bike. This is video from the first bike night held last weekend. WRL's Nights of Lights runs through Christmas Eve, $20 per car. You can go to WRL.com/lights to get your ticket. Opening night is nearly sold out tonight.
All right, got to act fast to get those tickets. A lot of people in Garner were dismayed to learn their wellness center is going away.
All of us people who are committed to the exercise will sorely miss this location.
Why this Rex Wellness Center will soon be history.
Last year was, that was not as fun.
Well, after a year of social distancing, even Santa is feeling the strain. How people are demanding a return to holiday traditions.
And check out the 7-day forecast. Pretty consistent. We're going to see highs in the 50s for the next week with no rain in sight. But what you will see this afternoon is some wind, and that could lead to high fire danger. I'll show you more about that coming up.
Back here at the WRIO Live Center, and we are following latest developments on the big story around the world this morning, that new COVID variant. weighing heavily on markets as we take a look at those live Dow futures, now down more than 700 points, or about 2% on the Dow. The Nasdaq also down about 160 points. Meanwhile, just in the past couple of hours, BioNTech, which partnered with Pfizer to develop the most widely used COVID-19 vaccine in the West, says it has launched an immediate investigation into this new variant, and it's expecting results from those tests to come back in about 2 weeks. From there, they'll be able to determine if there is enough of a mutation in this to warrant adjusting those vaccines. Back to you.
It's a pretty day out there. Right now, you take a look outside. We had rain early this morning. Our clouds are clearing very quickly now. 44 degrees there in Durham currently. We're going to see breezy conditions this afternoon, so it won't feel quite as pleasant outside today as it did yesterday when our winds were fairly light and we had warmer temperatures. Our winds are going to start coming out of the northwest today, bringing in some colder air. We still have some lingering cloud cover from this morning's front in Goldsboro. It's 49 degrees right now. And then we'll head back over to Southern Pines, and you can see at the Longleaf Golf and Family Club, completely clear skies there. It looks fairly quiet. I see a couple of folks out there on the green this morning. 48 degrees is the current temperature. Check out our front. You can see that front sliding eastward. We had some rain lingering up through 6 or 7 in some of our counties. High pressure building in, bringing us northerly, northwesterly winds, helping to cool things down. So clouds continue to clear. We'll see sunshine on through the afternoon. Around lunchtime, it may be a little bit breezy, a little blustery out there, and temperatures are just going to hold in the 50s. Today, low 50s, about 10 degrees cooler than what we ended up seeing yesterday. Saturday and Sunday both stay dry. We're going to take a closer look at that. We look at, say, Sunday at a 10% chance of rain. We put that there because there is a cold front that's going to come through. Our chances for rain with it are pretty minimal. Saturday looks nice and dry. There may be just a few passing clouds. Our temperatures will remain fairly cool in the 50s. But if you're traveling, or some of your family or friends are traveling up to anywhere between Chicago, New York, and Boston late Saturday, Saturday into Sunday, we do have this system that's coming through. It's going to bring a winter storm to that area. So that could cause some airport delays, especially during the day on Sunday and possibly lingering into Monday. For us, though, we stay pretty dry with that front. Shouldn't be any impacts around here if you're traveling somewhere in the southeast. Look at this. We have not seen a whole lot of rain this month. A little over half an inch at RDU, a little under half an inch at Fayetteville. So we're about 2 inches behind for the month. Another way to look at that is in the last 30 days, we've only seen about 25 to 50% of our normal rainfall. It's not going to be wet for the Carolina NC State game this evening. The game kicks off at 7 o'clock. If you're tailgating, temperatures will be in the mid-40s late afternoon. 41 degrees at game start time, and we'll be dropping into the 30s, so you definitely want to bundle up. It's going to be a nice weekend to get your decorations out, shop for your tree. Temperatures will be in the 50s for afternoon highs. On Sunday, 57, Hanukkah begins at sunset. We're dry but cool for the rest of the week. Our tower lighting broadcast is on Wednesday.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. North Carolina officials are investigating after an inmate at a prison in Columbus County died of a suspected overdose. Inmate Dustin Goodson died earlier this month. There are allegations that prison employees smuggled drugs into Tabor Correctional Institution. Three correctional officers named in two separate Tabor City police incident reports have resigned. One of them faces a charge of trafficking synthetic cannabinoids. That officer has not been linked to Goodson's death. And violent robberies have shaken up some major U.S. cities in recent weeks. The brazen thieves have stolen tens of thousands of dollars in merchandise from high-end stores like Louis Vuitton, Burberry, Bloomingdale's, and Apple. In Los Angeles, a flash mob of robbers assaulted and pepper sprayed a security guard before making off with expensive handbags.
What we've seen is that the goods are stolen in one place and sold in another place. And so that's a network that we're in the process of uncovering and taking down.
It's going to get worse. We're entering now into the very heavy shopping season. So you're going to see some more of this. So police need to be on guard.
Police have responded by stepping up patrols, and stores have been increasing their security.
Well, it's pretty clear Americans did more than just eat turkey and watch football this Thanksgiving. They spent some serious money online shopping. Total online spending for the day is on track to reach almost $5.5 billion. That is according to Adobe, which analyzes online transactions. Adobe says shoppers were taking advantage of strong discounts on toys, clothing, computers, TVs, and sporting goods. In North Carolina, there are 90,000 fewer workers than before the pandemic. Many of those unfilled jobs are in retail. Not great on Black Friday. Some retailers may drop typical holiday add-ons like gift wrapping. And a lot of small business owners are simply prepared to pay workers more. NC State economist Mike Walden says retailers, and the rest of us really, may need to get used to a shrinking workforce.
The big reason is the fact that we are an aging society. People in my category of 65 and over are growing in numbers and growing in percentage of the population. And then at the other end of the demographic span, we are simply not creating new humans as fast as we used to. The birth rate is well below what's called replacement level.
Walden says there is some good news out of all this, though. North Carolina is better off than other parts of the country because we are attracting people from other states.
One conversation a Duke doctor says you should have as you've gathered for the holidays is about your family's medical history. Dr. Lori Orlando says 80% of families have at least one area of disease risk that warrants a different approach to screening and prevention. But most people don't know their family history well enough to help their doctor evaluate that risk. Dr. Orlando encourages you to first let your family know that you plan on having this conversation so they come prepared. Then begin by asking about any history of cancer, diabetes, mental health issues, and heart disease.
Because the kinds of things we need are, who's the relative? How are they related to you? What gender are they? What medical conditions did they have? And how old were they when they had those medical conditions? And then if they're deceased, what did they die from? And how old were they when they died?
Dr. Orlando says it's a good idea to write all of that information in your notes or a Google document and then share it with your family for everyone to have.
As Wake County's population grows, so do local health care services. In Garner, that growth comes at a price. UNC is closing that town's Rex Wellness Center next year. A statement reads, UNC Rex recently received regulatory approval to build a surgery center at that site, which will provide much-needed surgical services for that region closer to home. The news came as a shock to members.
To my knowledge, there's no place else in Garner that has an indoor pool where people can do pool exercises.
I have to say I was quite distressed because we live out in Clayton, so to go to any of the other centers just doesn't seem likely for us.
UNC Rex healthcare officials say they will work closely with members who want to shift to another wellness center in their network. After the pandemic left us with Zoom Christmas, virtual Hanukkah, and New Year's Eve alone on the couch last year, people are ready to return to holiday traditions. Are they going to get there, though? Caroline Shively has the story.
My brother Dick said you are not real.
Well, am I real?
Yes.
Oh, Santa, how we've missed you. He's missed us, too.
Last year was, that was not as fun. And with all the restrictions and all the kids not being able to come and sit with me.
After a year of social distancing, Americans are holding their holiday traditions close in 2021, or at least trying to. Tyson's Corner Center in Virginia has found old Kris Kringle, but in other parts of the country, there's a Santa shortage. And nobody likes that. Plus, it might take a little Santa magic and a sleigh to get your presents on time, thanks to the supply chain backup. The post office says cards and presents traveling long distances could take 5 days to arrive instead of two or three. And there's a holiday surcharge until December 26th.
So what's a holly jolly holiday lover to do?
We suggest is really shopping physical retail this year. That way you don't have to worry about your gifts arriving in time to be under the tree in time for Christmas or in time for Hanukkah.
Shoppers are heeding that advice, returning to stores in droves and coming to spend. U.S. retail sales jumped in October as Americans started their holiday shopping early, 21% above pre-pandemic levels.
Come on over, ladies. So good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Santa.
That's so sweet. Well, a 9-year-old in Cary is so passionate about football that he's already working towards making a career out of it.
Hey guys, welcome back to my YouTube channel. And today I'm going to be talking about a couple of games.
That is Anik Gupta. You'll want to remember that name because he could be the future of sports commentating. He's so cute. He says he started watching football with his dad. Then that's when his interest took off. He launched his own YouTube channel last October to break down some games.
Football is not easy to learn. You got to research and ask Siri.
Yeah. And ask Siri?
Yeah. Because you need to know the positions and ask Siri. Like, show me the quarterbacks for the Seahawks.
He's so smart. He already has dozens of videos on his channel and nearly 400 subscribers. He's so cute, Jeff.
I see that. He's a Tom Brady fan as well, Patriots
yes.
fan there as
yes.
well.
Yes.
He's talking about the Seattle quarterbacks. I wonder if he knows that Russell Wilson spent some time at NC State, you know?
Yeah,
local angle.
He's 9, so there's still a lot to learn, but he knows a lot, let me tell you.
Yeah.
He's a smart kid.
Yeah, good stuff. Fun to see. He's cute. Thanksgiving air travel, busiest since the pandemic began. RDU is seeing so many passengers, it has opened up another parking lot for people today. We'll tell you how you can secure a spot.
Plus, a big rivalry game in Raleigh tonight with more than bragging rights on the line. A preview of the NC State and UNC matchup is next.
Number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
8:26 on your Friday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We have some beautiful blue skies in Apex this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by. Temperature is going to go into the mid-50s today.
Yeah, it's not going to be a bad day. It's just not going to be quite as warm as it was yesterday. And we're going to add a little wind to it. So it'll feel just a bit more brisk today than it did yesterday. It's pretty quiet down Salem Street right now. A few folks wandering around, enjoying some of this sunshine. It'll be nice and bright for the rest of the day. Our rain has ended. Our skies are clearing and temperatures are mostly in the mid-40s right now. We take a look town by town, 44 in Raleigh, Roanoke Rapids, Wilson at 47, 44 degrees in Durham. A lot of folks will be headed to the Carolina State game. It's going to be chilly. It will be clear, but temperatures will be dropping quickly into the 30s.
Elizabeth, we're looking at bright sunshine on our cameras along roads in the Triangle, including I-40 out at 55 in South Durham. You can see that glare there on the lens. And as we take a live look at I-40 near the 440 interchange between Garner and Raleigh, still some moisture out there on the roads, a little damp, but that'll dry as we head through the mid-morning hours. You see the traffic volume out there is pretty light. Indeed, no problem showing up on major routes around Raleigh or Durham. A couple of minor crashes I'm tracking in Wake County, but they're not causing any big issues. Back to you.
Thanks, Brian. Shoppers are out early looking for Black Friday deals. This morning, we spotted lines at stores like Best Buy, where shoppers were waiting for hot ticket items like the PlayStation 5. Many stores opted to remain closed on Thanksgiving Day as the behavior of Black Friday shoppers changes, largely due to online shopping. And Wake County's free drive-through testing locations will reopen tomorrow. They're closed today as part of the Thanksgiving holiday period. Starting Wednesday, appointments will be required at the drive-through testing locations. And next on Fox 50 for us, the concerns a new COVID variant is raising around the world.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Right now we're at 8:30 on your Friday, day after Thanksgiving. Maybe a slow start for you. It's okay. We are glad you're with us. We'll get you through this. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. It's Black Friday,
yeah.
Jeff. It's the day after Thanksgiving and notorious for shopping and lines and people rushing out of the house at, you know, very early morning hours to get their shopping done. We've seen a lot of lines this morning. We're going to check in with Nia Harden on that in just a minute. But first, we got to get over to Elizabeth Gardner with a beautiful look over Fayetteville.
Yeah, we had some early morning rain. Still a few clouds lingering in a few spots, especially the farther south and east you go. But that cloud cover is moving away from Fayetteville right now. This afternoon and this evening, so they have such a fun event right after Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving on Black Friday. They do their wonderful holiday event. It's Dickens Christmas, and people dress in costume, and they have a candlelight procession and a lot of period crafts, which you can't find anywhere else. So that's a fun thing. If you happen to be around Fayetteville, that starts at 1 o'clock, and the weather is going to be good for that. It'll be cool, but it won't be terribly cold. It's 50 in Fayetteville right now, mid-40s in Durham and Raleigh, 47 in South Hill and Rocky Mount. Our temperatures are noticeably warmer than they were this time yesterday, anywhere from 5 to almost 20 degrees warmer. But that won't be the case later this afternoon. We really warmed up yesterday. We're going to be a little cooler today and breezier, too. We'll see winds up to 15 miles per hour out of the northwest, gusting up to around 20. Our high temperatures will be in the mid-50s, and pretty quickly this evening, we'll see temperatures dropping through the 40s and then on down into the 30s.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Right now, Black Friday shoppers are at stores this morning to be the first to take advantage of this year's deals. WREL's Naya Harden has been at Crabtree Valley Mall all morning long. And Naya, how does it look right now?
So right now we are seeing people inside shopping. You can tell the parking lot has cars in it, but we can also say that it's not as packed as you would think. I try to put this as an example as to someone who may not like to go Black Friday shopping because they don't like the crowds. Well, you're not seeing the crowds out here. You are able to walk in and out of stores, no problem. Now, there are lines when you get inside, and those lines are coming from people who are really waiting because of staff shortages and the demand. They are just trying to handle the amount of customers that they have with the amount of staff that they have. So, again, we're noticing that there are lines inside only because for some of the managers telling me it is dealing with staff shortages. Take a listen to what one manager told me about preparing for today.
I am glad that we are coming out of, you know, what has been an amazing season so far, and then this difficult year that we had before, but I'm just glad to see all of my customers back, ready to welcome them back, see some faces I haven't seen in about a year or so, but yeah, happy holidays.
Now, there are a lot of good deals if you want to come out here. This is, like I said, the perfect opportunity for someone who does not like to Black Friday shop but likes to get the deals. So you can come out here. Belk has 60% off that I've seen. I know that their Pandora's doing 30% off. Someone walked out of here with a PlayStation 5, Michelle and Jeff, and you know that at Best Buy, we were there earlier this morning, there was a long line and people were trying to get their hands on one and couldn't. So a very early Christmas for some folks. Naya Harden, WREL News, Raleigh.
PlayStation 5 is a hot commodity. Thanks, Naya. Well, breaking news, while you were sleeping, a new COVID variant could lead the European Union to halt flights from southern Africa. Just before 4 o'clock this morning, the Israeli Health Ministry says one case has already been reported there. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is just hours away from meeting to discuss this new concerning variant. So here's what we know so far. The variant has more than 30 mutations, and it's spreading in South Africa. The WHO is holding a special meeting to consider what the new variant might mean for vaccines and treatments. Brian Schrader is following developments in the WREL Live Center. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Michelle. We just learned of another European country that is blocking flights to South Africa and Botswana. Spain's government just announced that a little while ago. Some new information this morning from Dr. Anthony Fauci in an interview with CNN. He says there is no indication that this new variant is anywhere in the United States at this point. He also said that while there are some concerns about the mutations with this variant, it's way too early to be panicked about this. He says that they're going to await more information before deciding about any travel bans here. And, of course, that WHO meeting later this morning where they're going to be talking about potential effects of this variant on vaccines and treatments. But Dr. Fauci this morning sort of underscoring that this is very, very early in this process. There have been other variants that appeared to be particularly scary, but in reality, once we learned more information, they were not quite as threatening. This is really a wait and see. And, of course, as we learn new information, we'll bring it to you here. Back to you.
Thanks, Brian. Thanksgiving travel is setting a new record for the pandemic. TSA says they screened 2.3 million people on Wednesday, making it the busiest day for air travel since March of 2020. And we are certainly feeling those effects here in the Triangle. This is a live look at RDU from the WREL Live Cam Network. Right now, both the Premier and Economy 3 lots are 100% full. You cannot park there. It may take you longer to find a spot in the Central lot as well, because look at this. It's 90% full. RDU has temporarily opened Economy Lot 4, the park and ride lot near Glenwood Avenue and 540. You cannot reserve a spot in that lot. It's for drive-up service only, and that lot will close after the holiday weekend.
It's rivalry week in college football and a big one tonight at Carter-Finley Stadium. More than bragging rights on the line for this because NC State hosting UNC and NC State playing for a chance to play in the ACC championship game.
It's a Friday night of Thanksgiving. I realize what I'm asking, but these young men deserve every seat to be filled, and we need you to be our 12th man, to be as loud and as intense as you can be and be on your feet.
I said, people are going to come up to you 25 years from now and say, did you beat State? What was your record against State? And that's why this is so crazy.
They will want to know. The Wolfpack needs a win to stay in contention for the Atlantic Division title. If NC State beats UNC and Wake Forest loses tomorrow, then the Pack get a chance to go to Charlotte for the championship. UNC, with a win over number 24-ranked Wolfpack, could get a better bowl bid out of this whole thing. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Also tomorrow, Duke will wrap up its football season at home against the Miami Hurricanes. Kickoff for that is 12:30 p.m.
Whenever this music plays, everybody in studio dances. I love it. Jeff's dancing right now. Tonight, we'll kick off our annual WREL Nights of Lights. WREL's Casey Cunningham is at Dick's Park with why you won't want to miss this COVID-safe event.
Nights of Lights will feature even more lights this year. And check this out. We found Santa. He's over here at the WREL workshop, hard at work right before Christmas here. I also want to show you this. You can see just a preview of some of the lights you're going to see. Nights of Lights is a 1.3-mile route that is lined with very festive displays. You'll see illuminated trees, Santa's elves, and then features of Santa himself, like this workshop here. Nights of Lights runs through Christmas Eve. We do have some advice for you. Arrive as close to your time slot as possible, so that will cut down on wait times. Also, each time slot will have fewer cars, so wait times will be shorter than last year. It is $20 per car for general admission. I was able to check a few minutes ago and found that there is still an open time slot for opening night. There is a late time slot at 9:30, also other availability on Saturday and throughout the weeks leading up to Christmas as well. We also have a VIP fast lane experience this year, and those tickets are on WREL.com/lights. That is where you can find all the information about Nights of Lights. Casey Cunningham, WREL News in Raleigh.
The best advice for holiday shopping this year, Jeff: if you see something, grab it. Why you'll want to act fast so you don't miss out on that perfect gift.
Plus, the Postal Service was overwhelmed during the 2020 holiday season. How you can help make sure your packages arrive on time this year.
Plenty of events are happening around the Triangle to get you into the holiday spirit. Here are WREL Out and About's weekend picks. Tonight, the town of Garner will hold its annual tree lighting ceremony. That's happening at 6 p.m. at the Garner Rec Center on Main Street. You can also pick up a few gifts at the downtown night market. And today in Fayetteville, a Dickens Holiday Festival will be held in the historic downtown. You can find plenty of Victorian Christmas-themed performances and foods. This is video of the event from a previous year. That starts at 1 o'clock today. And throughout the weekend, vendors will fill the Jim Graham building at the NC State Fairgrounds for the Christmas Carousel Holiday Gift Market. That's happening today through Sunday. For more on the events happening around the Triangle this weekend, you can head to WREL.com and search for the Out and About page. Well, your Christmas tree this year could come with an unwelcome hitchhiker.
We're on high alert. Once it made it into Virginia, we knew that it was just a matter of time before it made it to North Carolina.
Just ahead, why this small insect could spell big trouble in our state and what to do if you see one. And here are your winning lottery numbers. Good luck.
.45 is the time right now on your Friday morning. We've got the whole world in view right there from downtown Raleigh, NC, Museum of Natural Sciences on display, sunshine on display as well. Elizabeth, now we just need the heat.
That's right, right here, you know, we're in the center of the universe, aren't we? Goldsboro, Apex, Chapel Hill, Durham, all across the viewing area. It is looking nice this morning. We had some rain early this morning. The rain is out of here. Skies are clearing. It looks pretty. The problem is going to be that now that the rain is moving out and our cold front has passed us by, gradually our winds will start to shift to northwesterly. That brings some colder air in today. So it's not bad right now, 44 degrees, but we're just going to struggle to warm up a whole lot today. We'll climb up to around 54, 55. And yesterday, our temperature climbed into the 60s. On top of that, it's going to be breezy. We're going to see our winds gusting up to 20 and holding steady out of the northwest at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. So it'll feel blustery and a bit nippy. Because of that, we have high fire danger. You would think that since we had rain early this morning that fire danger wouldn't be an issue today, but it is likely that we're going to dry our ground out very quickly as this drier air mass moves in and with some wind. So officials are saying, let's, you know, don't do any outdoor burning today. Tomorrow, it won't be as windy, so it should be safer. If you can put it off, that would be a safe choice. We're going to see clear skies, northwesterly winds developing, high pressure keeping things dry really all weekend. But behind our front, it is 27 in Nashville, 32 in Cleveland, and 19 in Chicago. So our temperatures are going to drop pretty dramatically for tomorrow morning. Our normal low is 38. We'll start tomorrow morning at 27, so it's going to be a cold start. After that, our temperatures in the mornings are in the 30s and then 40s toward the end of the week. So this looks like tomorrow morning would be the coldest morning that we'll see for the next 5 or 6 days. For your shopping planner, temperatures, again, going to climb into the mid-50s. If you're going to be out after 5 o'clock, we're in the 40s, and then dropping into the 30s pretty quickly by around 8 or 9 o'clock. So if you're headed out to Nights of Lights, it will be clear, it will be dry. Temperatures in the 40s, dropping into the 30s. We check out our 7-day forecast, and a lot of things happening. You know, it is that time of year. Of course, tonight's the first night of Nights of Lights. Over the weekend, highs will remain in the 50s. Hanukkah begins at sunset on Sunday. We do have a front that comes through during the day on Sunday, but it's not likely to bring us any rain. It will drop our high on Sunday to 52. But we begin to rebound a little bit next week, and we are looking forward to our tower lighting broadcast on Wednesday.
Going to be awesome. Thanks, Elizabeth. Well, if you see it, buy it. That may be the best advice for the holiday shopping season this year. Doug Lazader tells us supply chain issues and inflation may create shortages and fuel higher prices.
It's not that there won't be doorbusters today or at any time between now and Christmas. It's that even the sale prices could be higher this year.
It'll probably be the most expensive Christmas in history.
Lawmakers are feeling the heat from constituents. So is the president.
We know it's tough for families to keep up with the rising cost of gasoline, food, housing, and other essentials.
And our polling data bears it out. Nearly two-thirds of registered voters, 64%, are worried that gifts are going to be unaffordable this year. And almost as many are concerned about supply chain issues affecting availability. The White House is touting signs that some of those supply chain issues may be easing, and consumers may still find plenty of goods.
Everything seems to be available. The Nintendo Switch, it's available. The Oculus Quest VR headset, it's available. AirPods are still available as of today. I'm not seeing the shortages that were really predicted.
But Rick Broida, whose Deal Secrets newsletter keeps tabs on prices and availability, also says if you see something this year, act fast.
So if you spy something that's on your list, whether it's on sale, not on sale, I would say grab it. Don't wait, because he who hesitates may wind up the Grinch for Christmas.
And no one wants that. And even if inflation is transitory or temporary, as the White House hopes, it's almost certain to stick around through this very busy shopping season.
Doug Lazader reporting there, and the popularity of online shopping continues to grow. This year, shoppers are expected to spend $200 billion this holiday season. That's according to Adobe, which is monitoring online sales. Online shopping is at a high, but experts say you should also be on high alert for suspicious emails, phone calls, and text messages. Watch out also for websites that suddenly pop up promising big deals.
Peace of mind shopping, and really what a shopper needs to do or a consumer needs to do is to always shop at online retailers that are well known and have been busy for a long time.
Cyber experts recommend changing your password often as well. Use 10 to 12 different characters.
If you're getting ready to buy your Christmas tree, you'll want to be careful. You may end up taking more than just a tree home. As you pick and decorate your tree, keep a close eye on the spotted lanternfly. It won't hurt you, but it's highly destructive and almost impossible to detect. The pest can lay its eggs on tree branches and metal surfaces. The North Carolina Department of Agriculture is bringing in two detector dogs to track the pest.
So highly camouflaged, it truly just looks like a little spot of mud, and they will lay their eggs on any smooth surface. If you know that your tree is coming from another source, particularly somewhere up north, just look at it very carefully when you bring it in the house.
The blue on this map shows all the infestations up north, so you'll want to be vigilant of where you're buying your Christmas tree. If you think you found a spotted lanternfly, you're encouraged to report it. Take a picture of it and send it to the email on your screen.
Particularly important in North Carolina because we are the top state for Christmas tree sales east of the Rocky Mountains. Farmers expect to supply more than 5 million live trees this year, and most of the farms are in the northwestern corner of our state. Ashe County, where the White House tree was cut this year, is one of the top producing counties in the nation. Buffalo Bills handed the New Orleans Saints their fourth straight loss. This was a late-night Thanksgiving Day game, and it was nearly a shutout in the Superdome. But a touchdown in the fourth quarter got the Saints on the board. Buffalo got four touchdown passes from Josh Allen. They win it 31-6, so he gets to celebrate with his teammates and a few turkey legs on the field after the game. And that is just the beginning of this week's NFL action. Cam Newton will be looking for his first win as starting quarterback of the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. The team is on the road against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff 1 p.m. for that on Fox 50. And then the Green Bay Packers host the Los Angeles Rams at 4:25. You can watch that game on Fox 50 right after the Panthers game. Baltimore Ravens host the Cleveland Browns for Sunday Night Football. The Ravens are encouraging fans to show up early to take part in a special light show just before kickoff. Coverage starts right here on WREL at 7 p.m. You can get the kickoff at 8:20. Today could be the last Black Friday ever for Sears and Kmart stores nationwide. When the two historic brands merged in 2005, there were 3,500 stores across the country. Now, there's 21 full-time Sears stores, just six Kmarts in the U.S. Retail experts predict those numbers will go down to zero soon, but they're not alone. Lord & Taylor completely folded during the pandemic, and JCPenney was forced into bankruptcy.
Last year, the increased holiday demand for shipping caused by the pandemic caught the U.S. Postal Service by surprise. But this year, postal carriers say they're ready for it. They're bringing on 40,000 seasonal workers to help carry the extra load along with high-speed sorting machines. The Postal Service says the deadline for sending packages in time for Christmas is December 15th. For Christmas cards, that deadline is December 17th. Well, I like this. The newest trend in holiday gift giving saves you the trouble of packing anything or wrapping anything. A survey by a computer software company, Adobe, says while half of gift givers send a physical product, a growing number of people are buying experiences like this. Experience giving is trending this year to save on packing items or worrying about coronavirus. Popular experience gifts include spa treatments, concert tickets, plane tickets, and cooking classes. Others include street food tours, hot air balloon rides, even a private gondola tour in Venice. I will take that any day. One marketing manager says experience giving allows for something very meaningful. Listen, if anyone wants to get me a gondola ride in Venice, I will take that over a t-shirt any day.
The thing about those experience giving, you know, I'm thinking like if unless it's like a spa, okay, you're probably going to go on the experience with the person.
With the person, so exactly. Really, so you're benefiting.
You're kind of getting a good end of the deal there.
It makes sense.
No doubt. We will be back with another check on weather and traffic straight ahead here on Fox 50.